Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. We doing it like this, family. We back at it, family. We locked in. I see y'all out there, South Africa, Tokyo, Norway, Sweden, United States of America. Y'all all was fucking with the bar. Chicago, New York, Mr. Colorado is Paul Bay. See you out there, Miami. Peace and life, family. Welcome to the Vain Vertigo yourself. Round of applause. We're back with the building. We back at it one more game, family. I know y'all got questions. I know y'all wondering what's been going on. I can't wait to feel y'all ugly seeing on what's been going on. But give yourself another round of applause. Here we are, family. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Here to get a game service. When they call change, I ain't serving. But this truth is going to make all the pain worth it, family. We did this. This is my pimp black, a person in the making progress. Don't get caught up, family. That's an acronym. Stands for a person in the making progress. So I go by pimp black. You did. Salute to y'all, man. I miss y'all, man. You know what I mean? See y'all in the cut. Ain't been able to test my family, get up with my family in a couple of days. You know, have a few conversations with y'all about some things. So, feels good to be back at it, back home. Back at the Vain Verdict like we do. Nothing was held up. Y'all know I've been in working on some new things outside of the Vain Verdict, you know, going with trying to get ready with production on producing and directing my first series, Mass, with this taking off, feeling real good about everything's coming together, you know, script-wise, spiritually. I've been, like, really bogged down, man, trying to get these ideas and stories and things out of my head because I was on a real crutch, a real deadline as far as, like, trying to get scripts done and finish and get, you know, things ready to get out, I mean, on my end. And then, you know, of course, as far as on the business end of everything, I always want to try to stay on top of that. So that's what that deals with that, man. Locked in for a couple of days on that. Plus, started a new 9-to-5. In which I can always say, you know, the one door closed. You know, I'm gonna say it another way. You know, sometimes when storms come in your life, they're not always to tear your house down. Sometimes they use just to clear a path for your blessings. You know what I mean? And that's how I look at everything that comes in my life, family. I want y'all to understand that. Anybody that's out there listening, just let the few people that might be listening that I want to be listening to. But understand what I'm saying, family. That's why I always been able to maintain a positive attitude throughout whatever things occur, whatever comes out, especially with things, you know, situations that I cause. No problems and things that I allow to arise in my life. You know, if I do that, I do that. But that's it. You know, sometimes you got to bring about changes. Sometimes you got to alter everything around you in order to get different results. Because if you do the same, you continue to do the same thing in life, you always get the same results, family. And that's one thing I had to realize. I think I had to, you know, pick up and accept, you know, that I want certain things in my life to come to fruition. You know, I have to alter other things in my life. I have to position. I have to start walking in the light of what I'm trying to make come to pass. You know, whenever I feel like I'm trying to achieve, be that in this media realm. Be that in the music realm, be that in the acting or whatever it is. I want it to always be genuine. You know what I'm saying? And I want it to always be you know, something by obviously my integrity can be shown in it. You know what I mean? So with that said, I really encourage everybody to make sure y'all stay following the Vain Verde Podcast on Facebook. You follow with Vain Verde on Instagram. On Instagram, it's the_Vain_Verde. Just get 2 underscores in between. At the Vain Verde everywhere else. Facebook, Twitter, Google. Even on the YouTube, for the YouTube page. I'll make sure y'all stay tuned because I'm getting ready to start doing a lot of visual. I'm about to take the same visual. It's about to jump up to the daytime realm. And I'm, you know, let me go ahead and pause the music for this portion right here. I got to stop the music for this statement I'm about to make here, family. The reason I'm going to do all of this is because the Vain Verde Podcast is now monetized, ladies and gentlemen. You heard me? Again, the Vain Verde Podcast is now monetized. And I'd like to thank all our listeners, you know, for making that possible. You know, and for y'all tuning in and, you know, following on the social media, try to, you know, touch on topics and, you know what I mean, things that are really for y'all. You know, y'all call, y'all either, you know, people email me, you know, people send me messages on the Facebook, be that Twitter or whatever, about certain things, topics. And that's the thing that I feed off. And that's the thing that, you know, this is a podcast literally for the people. This is not no corporate industry ass bullshit. I'm not in nobody's pocket or nothing. You know, I don't, no Republican, no industry. I talk about everybody. We talk, we conversate on everything here. Any denomination, any community of people, nobody's exempt. You know what I mean? And they say, and they say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Right? Bullshit. Because we say, hold your nose and tilt your motherfucking head back. You know what I'm saying?
You can't handle the truth.
Straight up. Like that on the Vain Verde Podcast, fam. You know what I mean? I don't try to give you nothing but the truth. You feel me? But that's what's been going on, man. I've been trying to get, you know, this situated and that situated as far as getting everything going with the series and whatnot. Finishing these scripts up. You know, and it's trying to stay ready. Oh, and also, and of course, you know, y'all already been tuned in. If y'all ain't riding out, I want y'all to log out of the Vain Verde Podcast and go over to YouTube and hit Trap This Series, episode 201, 202, 203. It doesn't even matter because 204 going to be out before you know it. Matter of fact, you might be out for this podcast out. Hint, hint. Get it. Y'all see what time it is. But y'all go over there and check that out, man, for real. I'm going to be right here waiting for you. Waiting on you to get back. I promise I ain't going to start without you. Over there to YouTube.com, Trap Series, episode 201, 202, 203. It don't even matter. Just hit that subscribe, then hit that notification, and you're going to be on deck. Because I'm telling you, family, 204 by the tongue and Jesus Christ, that's the talent. It's on the same power to shit. Trap. Definitely number 2, family. When you talking about a real storyline, good quality, good video production, good direction, good editing, audience, excellent user score. Definitely fuck the Bloodline cats, man. Definitely guys at Eastside Entertainment. You know, the boy Joseph Hedden. Plus brothers at Bloodline, and that boy King Damo, my guy, Bobby Nelly, that boy Andrew Covington, and of course, my fellow thespian, my guy Eric Davis, man. So salute to my brothers, salute to Trapless Series, and I am Shocky, I see you. I will be having Shocky up here. I promise to come back. Couldn't get around to getting her up here. So, it's all good. Because I'm here in a few minutes. If you're not today, a few minutes, we don't get her up here. Yeah. That's what that is, man. And salute to all of y'all, man. Salute everybody. Hope y'all enjoy the 2020. You know, I know damn well I enjoy my and I did what we used to, you know, put my extra long sticks together. Smoke a blunt long as your arm, you did. And that was for real then. Like it's for real now. So let's see. To my family, yeah, man, where y'all at? Where y'all at? I see y'all. Y'all coming and all this and that. Yo, salute to it. Salute to it. Peace and light. I already know. Let's call in 646-716-8126. 646-716-8126. I know y'all can't see the need to throw the let me see if I can go live. I took my charger on the charger that I'm using, right? It's not really charging fast. So I don't know if I'm be able to crop this up good enough so I can be live, maybe go on the YouTube page live. You might see in a few minutes. Maybe when I get into the topic, I jump into that thing. So I don't see why I shouldn't do that. Anyway. Hey, family. About to say peace and light to all my fellow people out there. Y'all people in the street in Norway, man. If y'all can call in, figure out some kind of way. Now, y'all, a salute also. I also support the team. Maybe PayPal me at the PayPal me, www.paypalme/divineverdict. Or you can go to the GoFundMe.com/divineverdictpodcast. Salute, man. Your $1, your $2, your $3. Keep all this shit going, man. And it ain't going to make it better. Put the thing on another light. Shit. So I need me. I'm not gonna get another co-host. Cause see, I don't like it's a lot of. We're gonna. Go, I'm gonna have to do a research all. I guess that's me. You know what I mean? Cause we really gotta talk about a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? We really gotta talk about that, especially news wise. You know what I'm saying? I just try to do that. You know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, keep it out a little bit. I guess. Stretch the time out, maybe you could get it that way. But this will possibly be the very last night show I do before I pull it to the AM. Like I said again, fam, thing is monetized now. No matter y'all gonna jump in the light, you know, everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio. All this shit on demand, you know, y'all streaming anyway, so when are we ever rarely doing live shit? You know what I'm saying? Checking anything. Yeah, man, so we're gonna get into another little new topics for the evening. See what we got here. It was a couple of things, actually. And then I guess I go over the sports as well. Atlanta to examine if excessive bonuses given by Reed were illegal. Kasim Reed, you know, former mayor of Atlanta. Bonus amounts higher than first reported. Figures grossed up to account for taxes. Bonuses awarded to former mayor Kasim Reed's top staff in the waning days of his administration were higher than the $350,000 reported Tuesday by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And now Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom top aide told City Council that the new administration wants to hire an outside law firm to investigate whether the bonuses and other payments made during holiday party in December violated state law and city code. Under intense questioning by City Council's Finance Committee on Wednesday, Bottoms Chief of Staff Marva Lewis called the bonuses excessive and said the nascent administration would not hand out taxpayer money as prizes for raffles, ugly sweater contests, or lip sync competition. The AJC reported Tuesday that in $350,000 in bonuses, Reed approved $42,500 for 8 members of its security. $50,000 in raffle drawings and another $31,000 to contest winner. Former Human Resources Commissioner Yvonne Yancey also gave $57,500 to 11 members of her staff days before she resigned from her position. Damn. Man, you all talking about that damn $1 million, man. They continue to give away then, man. As I said, man, I got to get in this legal shit. This city. That's why I switched over to this, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling y'all, fellas. This is good money on this side, y'all. Y'all niggas out here trying to rob motherfuckers shit, man. They getting this shit away for free, bro. All you gotta do is just beat up. All you gotta do is just pull up, really. Hey, man, that shit was wild. And I'm like, but, you know, I don't know if y'all actually got to see the video, but y'all can actually go to, www.ajc.com and actually check out, you know, the story about the Mayor Reed. And you can see the video. They actually got video of one of the, I guess it was maybe the holiday party or something last year before he came out of office. That way he gave away so much money, giving away money and all that raffle. You know, the reason why this is an issue because he's, you know, obviously he's taxpayer dollars. And shit, and I don't know about y'all, I'm hurting, man. I ought to be getting a motherfucker. No goddamn, what's the name of my money? You know what I mean? But hey. Let's see. Teens arrested in car thefts that led to child addiction, two still at large. Authorities arrested a teenager they say stole a car from a Clayton County daycare parking lot, leading to the abduction of a 6-year-old boy. Damon Chapman, 17, remained in Fulton County Jail on a theft by receiving stolen property charge, according to jail records. Atlanta police arrested Chapman on Wednesday, just a day after his alleged involvement with car theft at Child Care Network Daycare. Clayton County Police Sergeant Ashanti L. Marbury said a global tracking device on the stolen 2016 Chrysler 300 led authorities to Chapman. Atlanta police found Chapman seated in the car at the Trestle Tree apartment complex in the 900 block of Confederate Avenue. Authorities identified Chapman from surveillance video obtained from the Riverdale daycare parking lot. He was wearing the same clothes he had on during the theft, Marvin said. The video captured Chapman and two others allegedly stealing a Chrysler and a Hyundai Santa Fe, police said. Both were left running and unled. A silver Nissan Altima parked next to gray Chrysler and police. Chapman jumped to the front passenger seat. Moments later, the Chrysler drove away. I don't know if y'all get to see this, man, but these young boys, I don't know what the hell y'all cats on out here, man. What are y'all doing with the cars, man? Somebody hit me and let me know. What the fuck are y'all doing with these cars? Every week, man, these niggas just hopping in car. Like, I don't know, I told you, like, I seen this shit with my own eyes one day. One night, I'm up at the gas station, and I'm seeing a cat with another guy. It's two cats in the car. They had a couple of females in the back seat. And a gentleman pulled up. We probably a good, I'm standing right next to their car. So we probably a good 50, 60 feet from guy pulled up to a gas pump. Now the cat's in the car. Now I'm standing again. I'm on the little post right by their car, so I can hear their conversations, hear their music, and all of that. So when the young man pulled up, you know, pulled up to the gas pump, you know, they looking at him. We all kind of looking at him because, like I said, you know, he rolled right in front of us, you know, by himself. His music was kind of playing a little loud. And when he rolled up, you know, he pulled up to the thing. And he got out, he tried to put his car in the machine, and he know the car was on. He even left the door open, you know what I mean? And you know the car was on because like the exhaust was coming out the exhaust pipe, and you know lights were still on. So he just opened the door and like hopped out and was trying to do it with his car, the machine. But see, we in the hood. In the hood, the machines don't work like that. You got to come inside, motherfucker. So when the young man noticed his car wasn't going to work like that, he went on inside went in the store. He just closed the door and walked in the store. So the cat that was in the car that I'm sitting next to, he looked at the guy in the passenger seat and said something lies like, I'm going to get that motherfucker. And then the boy in the passenger was like, go ahead, bro, I got you. So he hopped on out of the car. So he threw his head on the gray hoodie. He threw the hoodie up. And he, like, smoothed out. You know how how old girl cousin rolled up on Kano when he was trying to approach him by her boys in the hood? That's just how dude crept up on the car. But then he crept up on the car. The other dude from the passenger side slid over to the driver's side. And the dude just took off in the cat car, man. And he took off with the girls behind him. Like I said, again, now mind you, I'm sitting on the post. It's like a wing spot right by the gas station. So the girl yell out the window, hey, tell him I want my food. I'm coming back with my food. Why they pulling off stealing a nigga car? And then the cat came, this crazy part about it, man. The young man came out and look, yo, y'all, I ain't say a fucking word. Should I have snitched, nigga? Should I have told him what kind of car they was in? Who to look for? I don't know. He didn't nobody ask me, though. He didn't ask me no questions. I probably want to say shit then, but it's this fucked up situation, man. But you don't leave your shit like that. And y'all got to cut that shit out, man. Because what you cause, though, on some real shit, like, you can't even really do shit with the car, man. Ain't nothing you can do with them. Let's see. You know what? Fuck me. I ain't got... Y'all... For the time. So, May, December... Would you date someone 10 or 15 years older? How about younger? Would you date someone 10 or 15 years younger than you? I mean, of course, you're adult, reasonable age. And those of you that do, you know, date older and or younger, what are the pros of having an age gap in a relationship? And those of you that totally disagree of having an age gap in a relationship. May, December? Well, I can tell you my view. Now that I'm... Now, see, when I was younger, right, I can say, you know, there was an infatuation. You know what I mean? When I was in, you know, what you say, 18, 19, I mean, 20, all that shit like that, right? There was an infatuation of even being attracted to an older woman. You know, and then it's younger because you're like, damn, man, this motherfucker. And that's more seasoned, it's more it's more of an infatuation. That back then when you're younger to say I smashed this old motherfucker, or you know what I mean, or whatever, I'm dating this old motherfucker, I got this grown motherfucker on my side, you did. I can't say when you're young why that was, you know what I mean. I can't say what would be the obvious argument, what the obvious thing people go to say, like, you know, that motherfucker might got mommy issues and shit like that. Because that's the first thing I would say, but hell no, motherfucker. No way near on my end. But But see, as I got older, man, and more, you know, more wise, right? Not saying, you know, saying that I can say me, I prefer, now that I'm 35, I would prefer, if we're talking about 10 or 15 years, the age gap, I would rather go older than younger. I probably, I can say I'd rather have a badass than a badass 25-year-old. Or 20-year-old, for that matter. Because I'm almost 35, so I'd rather have a badass 50-year-old. Like, would you rather have, I mean, honestly, think about it, though, a bad 50. I'm talking about the millennial. Now, y'all got to remember, I had said this also in the post as well. A millennial 50 is different than that prohibition 50. I'm going to be honest with you. I remember my grandma and her friends then was in their 50s and shit, nigga. Them bitches, I didn't mean to say, I didn't mean to say that. And they didn't, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know what I mean? It ain't a millennial 50. The millennial 50 is like Nicole Murphy and Taraji and goddamn Angela Bassett. Damn. You know what I mean? Oh, maybe I'm Regent. You know what I mean? All these superstars or some shit. Kind of like nowadays. They come different now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers dress more modern. You know what I'm saying? More modern than with the time. Nowadays. But I wouldn't. So I would definitely prefer older than I would a badass 20-year-old. You know what I mean? Because like I said, there ain't no experience in there, man. Like you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm 35, I can say this shit, y'all. Almost 35, so I'm claiming it already. Fuck it. Just so I don't, when it comes, I don't forget how old I am. So now that I remember exactly how old I am, now I'm just going ahead and practicing 35. I'm practicing saying 35, brother. But 20 years old, man, and there's no disrespect to nobody, man. No, but a young audience that's living out there, like, it's so much life, man. And like, you ain't been an adult long enough. You ain't experienced adulthood long enough to know who you are. So y'all think once you get grown, that's it. That's the beginning. That's not. That's the start of a whole new chapter in your life. And then that's just a small chapter. Because once you hit 30, your 20s, that shit is a whole nother world in itself. You should prepare yourself for your 30s then. Because once you hit your 30s, that's a whole new enlightenment. Then you're going to be looking at your 20s and all the other motherfuckers in their late teens and early 20s and 20s all together. Like, y'all wasting time, man. And that's how I be feeling about a lot, man. Anyway, like I said, fam, I am but doing a better block. I don't know if anybody. Let's see. But younger, no. So I don't know the pros and cons. Let me say what I think the pros and cons could be. The pros, obviously the experience, man. You know? The experience, like, you know, older woman done been down some roads and done, you know, been through some situations and some been through the average situations for guys that women go through, right? And she done been able to go down that road already and realize her faults in it. And, like, not repeat her end of it, man. They can, like, a woman with that kind of experience can, you know, really help a guy become. You know what I mean? You don't know, become whatever the hell that is. But, and it's usually something positive with old women because she ain't got, they don't even have time for that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. They like it for what they like you for. And they don't fuck with you, they don't fuck with you for whatever reason, they ain't fucking with you. So, that's that, man. Let's see what I do. Nah, why y'all always want to talk? Y'all want to talk to me on social media all the goddamn time? call up to the show. I need y'all ass on the show. We need a conversation to have on the show. And again, y'all make sure y'all getting ready because youtube.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast page is up. It is out. Got episodes on there. If anyone that y'all ain't checked out on here, I will be uploading them slowly but surely, y'all. I'm down to with two. Y'all wish I uploaded with like two, maybe three a week. I catch up, goddammit. We're going to catch up eventually. And then I'll be on that. Then by that time, you know, I'll be going to the YouTube. Yeah, y'all come to YouTube Live, or y'all can come straight over here to Blog Talk Radio, which I actually prefer. You know, tune in on Blog Talk and then come over to the YouTube.com live show. The Vain Verde Podcast. Know what I mean? Salute to my brother Dominique Garner, my new partner in crime. Good Grounds Productions. My brother been holding it down, you know what I mean? Get ready to get this content together for y'all. I don't keep boring y'all with that same old story, family, but I gotta admit, man, it feels good. So y'all support black business. I'll be throwing those GoFundMes, PayPals, and all that good shit up because y'all know what this move I'm making right here. This one ain't free, y'all. Then we're here gonna cost a little bag, and we're gonna make it happen, even though we're doing it now. There's some things we need to do. There's some things we need to grab to make it happen, to make these visions come to life. And I'll be doing casting, of course, for the series. I'm be running straight through it. I'm be casting for all parts, and possibly like a weekend, because I want to go ahead and start shooting them instead of a full, vigorous shooting schedule. Might be shooting all of them at the same time. You never know. So I'll be reaching out. Get a bunch of interns. I think their colleges already get some work done. Go ahead and get behind the project. I get ready to get at me. It's going to be Good Grams everywhere, though. Be Good Grams, Gmail. Sure, it's going to be all the above. If you just came on that, you want to go ahead and get a jump start, I advise you to fuck with the boy right now. You email me here at TheVainVerdict@gmail.com. You can email me personally at PimpBlack007@gmail.com or PimpBlack@ymail.com. Know what I mean? Facebook at PimpBlack, all of the above. You dig? It's all the same, family. And again, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned on the social media. I'm urging y'all, fam. I'm urging you because I might not be no longer be doing the 11 p.m. broadcast. I'm moving on up in the daytime. You know what I mean? Everybody's suggesting that I move on up in the hour. So that's what we're going to do. It might be the Vain Verde morning show. It might be the Vain Verde afternoon podcast. You never know. But the titles, I'm about to get rid of the numbers because I will kind of be all over the place. Got quite a few new guests that I got coming up lined in. Whole new format coming on. I got a whole team that I'm working on that are about to jump in to a whole new revenue stream. So today's about to be great, man. Scan family, all the social media platforms. Hold on, let me stop this shit because I gotta make sure y'all hear this, man. I gotta make sure y'all hear this. I'm gonna stop there to make sure y'all hear this. You can go to facebook.com, right?
At Vain Verdict Podcast.
You can go to twitter.com.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
You can go to Google+.com.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
You can go to
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
At gmail.com. But on Instagram, it's _Vain_Verdict. Again, Instagram, the_vain_verdict. That's THE_VAIN_VERDICT. On Instagram, only one we done to go, family, is at the Vain Verdict. Everywhere else on Skype, it's the Vain Verdict. YouTube.com, the Vain Verdict Podcast. Again, I keep drilling that in. Please, family, we need y'all. This is for y'all. So why not support what's for you anyway? That's what we do on a daily basis, right? We got family, right? So, dear, this family, I need your help. They keep our ship, our family, our kinship, our relationships afloat. You did? PayPalMe.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast. Excuse me, let me go back. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdictPodcast. PayPalMe/TheVainVerdict. Straight up, family. Y'all get at me, man. Get at your boy. Make sure y'all stay tuned again on our social media platform. It's going to be the last time, probably more than likely. Probably, I ain't going to say all, but, you know, as long as y'all paying attention and staying up to date and staying hip with on the Facebook, the social media, it's going to be right on point on what we're doing, family. So that's how I suggest and that's how I advise everybody. Stay tuned with this platform, it is. And I for all y'all young men, all young niggas out there, fucking these old bitches. Take that match of jogging suit out, take that old lady home. Boy, you crazy, fool. Be tight, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coltdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coltdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holler at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all, again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points, at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you've seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you've seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit George Supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict. Facebook, at the Vain Verdict. Twitter, at the Vain Verdict. Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcast. The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.